So pretty much everyone these days has a smartphone, and most likely at some point has upgraded their smartphone for a newer model. But what is the reality of e-waste, and how does it affect our slavery footprint? Paula Ajilon, one of our producers here at 2SER, joins me in the studio to tell us more. So thanks for joining us, Paula.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Eleanor. Good to be here on air rather than behind the scenes.
So why is this topic of e-waste and slavery such a big interest of yours?
Well, actually, so the first time I learned about the concept of the slavery footprint, if you want to call it that way, was actually during a Year 9 English class. So back then, smartphones weren't such a big craze in comparison to now. The iPhone itself was only 2 years old, but I remember my English teacher showed us a video about the Nike brand, and in particular how the Nike shoe was made. And in the video, I can recall kind of like a sweatshop, a factory, however you want to call it, of the working conditions in which these Nike shoes were made. So generally, we pay a good $150 to $200 for a decent pair of Nike shoes. But the reality is, obviously, in that video, it was showing that, you know, these workers were getting paid nowhere near the amount they should for basic living needs. So that was kind of like my first encounter with the issue. But I was shocked by the reality, and it just kind of like stayed in the back of my head, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So fast forward to this year, I actually came across an online interactive documentary that I had to analyze for an assignment for uni. And it's called Slavery Footprint, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But, you know, I find that, you know, when you're living in a privileged sort of lucky country away from the sweatshops and slavery sort of reality, it's easy to just, you know, let it go over your head and leave it in the back burner.
Yeah, it's very, very easy to ignore these kinds of things. So talking about e-waste first, so what is it and why is it so important?
So firstly, when we talk about waste in general, commonly people think about preserving the environment by trying to avoid using paper, saving the trees, etc. But with the reality of e-waste in particular, I think it comes as a result of creating and constructing digital technologies like our iPhones and Samsungs, our Macs. And the reality is that e-waste, such as mobile phones, laptops and, I don't know, other unwanted electronics, they're being dumped in a lot of third world countries, such as the main ones are like China, India and Africa. Now, I'm trying to, I want to pronounce this correctly, but Agbogbloshie is a place in Ghana, Africa, and it's the largest dumping site in the world for e-waste. And young kids, they work on these dumping sites, and they work there to extract material that's been dumped. And there's a lot of harmful material there, such as mercury, there's a lot of lead, and that's highly detrimental to someone's health. So for the average child working on these dump sites, the average life expectancy is only 20 years old, unfortunately.
It's like positively medieval.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to say that the scary thing is that nearly everything we consume has an element of slavery about it. So it could be the T-shirt we're wearing, those Nike shoes, obviously, that iPhone, that cup of coffee. And maybe these brands are reputable, but we have to have that awareness of where these materials are coming from.
Absolutely. I mean, well, cobalt and I think coltan as well, which is one of the metals that's always in your mobile phone batteries, that gets taken, I think, from forests where gorillas live.
And
it's absolutely massively detrimental to their areas. And, you know, and if you don't recycle those batteries, then obviously you just keep digging that up. And who is digging it up?
Yeah.
You know, depending on where you are, I think it was the Democratic Republic of Congo, and they've got mines for cobalt. And, you know, they have issues with, like, child slavery.
Yeah.
And it's just
terrible.
Yeah, so real issue. Okay, so obviously it doesn't just affect the environment, it also expands the slavery footprint. So, I mean, you know, what is the reality of that in our third world countries?
So I'll talk about China in particular. So on July the 29th, 2013, basically the China Labour Watch, they released a statement. So it's about the workers in Shanghai, China, who work in Apple's supplier factory. It's called Pegatron. And, you know, they work monotonously long hours overtime just to turn out a scaled back, you know, less expensive version of the iPhone. So 6 days a week, you know, workers make these phones in almost 11 hour shifts, 20 minutes of which is unpaid. So the pay rate is about $1.50 an hour, which is, if you kind of like do the maths, $268 per month. And that's before overtime. So that's less than half the average of a local monthly income of $764, which is far below the basic living wage necessary to live in Shanghai, which is one of the most costliest cities in China. So the thing is, if a worker doesn't finish 3 months in Pegatron, the dispatch company that actually got the worker hired will deduct a large portion of their wages. So it's very demoralizing to be able to see that this is a fact and this is a reality.
Yeah, this is a reality. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very, very much for coming in and talking to us. Producer Paula there. Paula Ahilon telling us all about the reality of e-waste and slavery in third world countries.